Lecture topic: How to conduct oneself after Ramadan.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The month of Ramadan has gone. It's sad to say that many people have now asked me these kind of questions. That we have so much of urge of committing sins again. No doubt, these kind of thoughts do come. A person wants to commit sins, but does not mean he must commit it. Always remember something, that the urge to commit sin will always remain, but to commit the sin is something else. The courage must be needed all the time not to commit the sins. For example, in these times, one of the biggest sins, or the worst sin, is the eyes. If you can only control your eyes, then the heart will be controlled. The heart is getting polluted merely because of these eyes. So the person asked me this question, so I told him, how will you get reward then? You only get reward when you work towards not committing the sin. The person is blind, he does not see any woman in his life, he can't see, you know, what reward he is getting. Will he get any reward? He gets no reward at all because he didn't see a woman. But a person got the eyes, and then he had the means to look at those things, but he does not look at those things. And he has the urge to see it, and he has courage not to do it. That's the reward. A person, all his life, he wants his eyes, commit a sin. All the time he works very hard not to commit those sins, no matter how long he comes in his life to commit this sin or whatever sin he wants to commit, but he takes courage not to commit this sin. And he has only one thing in his heart, to keep Allah alive. Then that kind of person, he passes away as a shaheed. Because why? He has all the urge to commit all kinds of sins, but does not do it. The most important thing, not to commit to this sin. So now Ramadan has gone, it's now the shaitan will open to. But do not blame the shaitan. It's more your own nafs. It's your nafs that overtakes you. The nafs overtakes you. Remember in mind that your Islam is this much, that as far as possible, try as far as possible not to commit this. One person wrote to Hazrat and told him, sometimes I commit a sin, but he said, to talk of the sin is a sin too. To talk of the sin is sin too. Just imagine, do not talk of the sin also. So do not commit those sins. Allah Ta'ala must protect all of us. We are in a very dangerous era. An era that where we have to take care of every one of ourselves too, and our family and everything. Before thinking of looking after others, look after your own family. Remember, Allah Ta'ala will question you regarding the family. Ya ayyuhal ladina amutu anfusakum wa ahlikum nar. Then no one can control the whole world. No one can change the whole world. But you can change your family if you work towards it. It may not be that Hazrat said once, ki apni ghatni ko chhod kar dusri ghatni ki fikr. In other words, you leave your basket over the next person's basket. You got a basket, you don't want your basket with other baskets. So what happens? So we must take care about us, very important. Abu Hazrat told us one incident, I don't know when I mentioned to you. One person, he had a lot of, you know, zeal for playing chess. So he started playing chess, and when he got involved, he was so much engrossed in the chess, someone came and told him, your son is very sick. He said, I'm coming. He still carried on playing chess. Second person came and told him, this mother is quite bad, he's serious. He still carried on playing chess. To that extent, then after that, the person passed away, the child passed. He came and told him, your child passed. He still carried on playing chess. And thereafter he realized what a big mistake he made, it was too late. On that, we will come to realize that that is chess. We got F's today. That is chess. We got F's today. And those people are so much engrossed in the F's that they're more in love with the F than their own wives. Likewise, the wife is so much love in love with the F, they don't love their husband. It gone through so bad, it gone so bad, that you find immorality, immodesty, shamelessness, no shame at all. Any kind of, you know, crime you can think of, whether cheating someone, deceiving someone, telling lies, all those things come in this life. It's gone to that extent where this so-called act has gone to that extent, that is the way of life now. There's nothing more than that. That is why we came in this world for. If you look into the lives of everyone, you notice that this is the reason why it is that I came in the world for this act. I know people who have children that are running the businesses and closed down merely because of this act. The father leaves the child, sons who run the business, thinking that because he's running the business all the time, he's running with the act. In the end of the day, the business closes down. So, one Buzuk said a very nice thing, I think Al-Hayy Rahmatullah Ali, Arif Billah, he said, the time has come now that, you know, anything you can say will not make any difference. You can see now, throughout the year, throughout so much, so long, we're talking about the acts. Everyone talking on the acts, the Buzuk have come, they've given the same thing. It made no difference in our lives. It became the same person, even worse person. It got so bad, it got bad. It looks like that, Arif Billah said, that now, in no way they leave it. Now take it as a sin and make tawbah. Take it as a sin and make it tawbah. So what's the meaning of that? If Allah give tawbah, Allah give tawbah. He said, what a dangerous statement he made. He went to that extent and said, all right, take it as a sin now and make tawbah. Possible Allah will give you tawbah. So we just imagine what a big sin it is and what a great sin it is, and people have taken so slowly, so lightly. Secondly, is you notice that you find saints in different temperaments. Saints you get in different temperaments. You don't find them, one is soft, one is hard. One is soft, one is hard. Now you will not think that, you know, when you take the road to Allah Ta'ala, that softness or that hardness goes away. You are not such thing as that. The only thing is that before they were hard in the wrong places, now they are hard in the right places. Now they are hard in the right places. That does not change at all. No matter what you can do, it will not change. A person in his life is very temperamental. No problem, he can be temperamental, but use it in the right place. Get angry for the right thing. Before you be out of boundary, now stay in boundary. So the most important thing in this, which you go to the Khalqa, you have been taught to become tolerant. My dear friends, the greatest quality a person can have in him is tolerance. And that is something very few people have got. It's very easy today, I'm forbearance, you know, I get tolerance in me. But when a crime came, you face with a situation, you come to your life, you fail. So there was a Buzuk, Mona Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. He was noted for his hardness. He was very hard, so hard. So it so happened that one person went and told him something which is not right, but if they have to tell us, we'll know what we do to him. Just as I show you what is tolerance. You have tolerance all the time. If you don't have tolerance in you, you've got nothing. So he said to him, he said to him, you know that I heard that you are an illegitimate child. You are an illegitimate child. I don't have to tell you what's the meaning of that. Now you think for yourself for 1 minute, if someone had to tell us that, how would you respond? How would we respond? Now this is what we call tolerance which we're supposed to have in us. We have been told of these incidents, not just merely to listen to it. We will face different situations in our lives. People treat us in different ways. The hard way, the wrong way. They treat us in every way. A student will treat another student very badly. The wife will treat the husband very badly. The husband will treat the wife very badly. All these things will take place, but how do you bring about the tolerance in you? In your own strategies, in your own offices, your own workers will face you with these kind of conditions. They tell you all things out of turn. How would you respond? See, end of the day, these are the things which you're supposed to have in us. These are things that if someone has to talk to us in a very bad manner to, are we going to be tolerate, or are we going to overtake? That's very important. So you know, just imagine, so he was so famous from very hard. So when he told him that, you know what he says? He said very softly, he says, Alhamdulillah, he replied, whosoever told you this is not correct. Nice, he said. My father's witnesses are still present in the Nikah with him. And also told him that any kind of rumors should not get spread just like that. Any rumors that takes place are not just spread. In the manner he told him, that he became completely, you know, he melted to that extent and he fell in the ground towards his feet and said, I know you're not that. But I was told this month that you're a very hard man. Very hard man. Today I came to know that you only became hard for save Allah, not for your own self. And he asked for forgiveness for that. So just to tell you that no one is getting angry for Allah. Everyone getting angry with the nafs. If that person told you something, it's because why he told me this. If the wife told the husband something, why did she tell me? If the son told the father something, why did he tell me? Now these are things which are being taught in the Khanqa. They won't ask you whether you read namaz that between you and Allah Ta'ala. Yes, you'll read namaz. With the barakat of the Khanqa, you read namaz. With the barakat of the Khanqa, you make zikr. With the barakat of the Khanqa, you do everything right. But this is what is wanted. What is called that a person who has in him this quality of tolerance, a doctor in his surgery, if the child has to urinate on the person. Just in case the child urinates on him, what he'll do? He'll lay up. He'll be tolerance in him. Why? If someone has to tell you something to you, driving the car, someone swears you to, you don't look at that person. Your worker even tell you something to. Your worker, he tells you something to, until unless you don't have this quality of that person, you know that you have tolerance in you, that for the sake of Allah you get angry. Your wife did not eat namaz, you won't get angry. Your wife made the whole food, the food was very, very hot, you got angry. The food had extra chili, you got angry, but you never got angry because she's not in namaz. You never got angry because she's not in namaz. You not separate your bed with her because of namaz, because not in namaz, but you separated your bed with her because you know, your food was not right. You separated the bed with her because why she was very angry with me, she took off with me. But never at a time if you think we are lying that she did not be in namaz, why don't I separate my bed? But don't do that now. Because she knows about it too. Because you know there was a person, you know, two people got married. When two persons got married, two friends. The one friend got married in the same night, you know, before he went to meet his wife. He saw, you know, he had a goat there. And he started slaughtering the goat and he's scolding the goat so much. The wife said, this is a terror to her. So day one, she had to keep quiet. So the other fellow said, no, he did not do that. The wife took him override. And the wife override him. The friend's wife met him. He said, what you did now? He said, what you did? And the two friends, they know, man, she's overriding me too much. He said, what I did was, first night I took the horse, I took the goat, and I slaughtered the way I slaughtered the goat. She knows different, you're a straight man, straight man. He said, I'll do that too. Now he started doing that too. The wife, you did the first time, then the wife told him, why, it's too late to do that now. So just to tell you that what it is, that what is tolerance, a man can swear you to, it must not affect you. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi never became a great man because of anything else but because of tolerance. He was noted for his sabr. People walk in the street, they say, this man is a man of sabr, no man. He was sabr. You know, one person actually told him, I will get married to your mother. Why I'm giving you this incident to tell you this much? If someone was to tell you I'm getting married to your mother, what will you do to him? If you start with all your languages, you know. All your languages you start. But he said, no, she's big enough, you can come and ask. But why he's walking, when you turn around, he fell down dead. He says, no man can suffer them from Maria. The server of Gomar has killed him. In other words, he was playing flute. Likewise, another person, one Buzu walking, he's walking with Murid, one person is swearing his. So the Buzu said, just give him one shot. Just give him one shot. That could give him 10 shots, just give him one shot. So what he said? He delayed in letting, he passed away, he fell. He said, why did you delay? Because I could see the Qahar of Allah coming down. And I did not want him to get harmed. Look at these people, when they say you harm them, they don't want you to get harmed. This is what is wanted in us. We must get that quality in us. Someone can boot you if you don't look at that person. Someone swears you don't look at that person. So, he said very nicely to him that, this is what it is. Very softly, very kind. Likewise, Sheikh Muhyiddin Chisti Rahmatullah, he was a very great Muslim. You all know him very well. Khwaja Muhyiddin Chisti Rahmatullah, he was a very great Muslim. Very great Muslim. And you know, when you are great and when you are known and well known to people, a lot of jealousy takes place. So somehow, because of jealousy, whatever it is, they caught hold of one person and go and kill him. So this person goes to Khwaja Sahib, and that time Khwaja Sahib was sitting down there. And through the fazal of Allah, the noor of whatever is inside of it, told him in his heart that this person is coming to kill you. However, he came and sat down. He looked at him and said, come and sit down. And told him, whatever intention you can do, do it now. Whatever intention you can do, do it now. He began to shiver. He said, Hazrat, what must I tell you? I've been bribed to come and kill you. And then he took that knife and left it in front of him. Do that to me now. Punish me. I'm supposed to be punished. Hazrat said, no, it's not the duty, it's not the work, habit, the quality of pious people, for the saints, to take revenge. They don't take revenge. They don't know what's the meaning of revenge. If you hit them, they don't hit you back. They smile at you. If you hit them one slap, they say, give me another slap. In other words, that was a condition. So straight away, he said to God, I cannot. It's our duty that we answer you with virtuous acts. Good virtues, good character. So he said to him, Azad made dua for him. And after him, made dua for him. He came like this, that he became a very great saint himself. Very great saint himself. So what the reason for me to tell you all these things is, what are we supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be doing and what we are not doing? These are the qualities we are supposed to have in us. Because you notice very carefully that whatever happens, what we are supposed to be doing is having good character. Good character, good akhlaq. However, islah nafs mein ibtidaa badi kashmish hoti hai. When making islah of nafs, you find that a person now who doubt, he realizes I'm committing a lot of sins, let me now come and put myself right. When a person put himself right, he could go through a lot of ups and downs. Like how the person told me, now Ramadan finished, the ups and downs. I don't know, I'm going to commit sin, no, I mustn't commit sin, I mustn't commit sin, don't commit sin. Now you stop doing that. In that question, you find that, it's become difficult for you that before I should use my eyes so much, now I'm controlling my eyes. Before, I should do this, I commit to give up, backbiting them, now control my tongue too. These things, when you begin to do it all the time, the only way it can come into you that you must have taqwa. Remember, with iman, taqwa is very important. Without taqwa, iman is very weak. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran so many places of taqwa. Ittaqullah, ittaqullah. When that woman was walking behind, a man walking behind a woman, and she looked at him and invited him in. When he invited her, she said, Ittaqullah, fear Allah. So that is what is wanted in us, that fear Allah Ta'ala. To have fear of Allah. And the same thing, when a person got taqwa in him, that taqwa brings about the core, the strength in his life. The taqwa brings about the strength, and that is what taqwa paida hone ke baad tumhare andar khas quwwat aa jati hai. Once you got taqwa in you, a special strength comes into you that strengthens you and keeps you away from the wrongs. Only one thing is wanted. You may not go out to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, keep me steadfast. The most important thing is steadfast. The road to Allah is very slippery. The road to Allah is very slippery. You only see Allah Ta'ala in the sirat al-mustaqim. Keep me steadfast in the straight path. And for the straight path, the most important thing is meet people less. So the saleh kunat. If you want to become close to Allah Ta'ala, remain, become pious, you must be in the company of the pious. The more you stay in the company of pious, you become something and something. You know that person told that Muslim brother, I'm making Muslim, I'm making zikr, but nothing is happening. He said, what, how fortunate you are, at least your zuban is making zikr. He said, I'm not experiencing anything. He said, do forget the experience, aren't you lucky that your zuban is remembering Allah Ta'ala? One part of your body is remembering Allah Ta'ala, what a great gift that is. Today when people make zikr, they're waiting for some kind of condition coming, I'm going to get this heart and that heart. But Hazrat, you know, one day, one person was saying, you know, and I'm making zikr and then this kind of condition, he thought he'd get good answers. Those things are not we wanted in the thing. The wanted is this month that you must make the zikr of Allah. That's why they say when you make zikr of Allah, Ta'ala, only one thing in your mind. I always tell us, when you read Quran also, we read namaz also, when you make zikr also, you must think, oh Allah, you're remembering me, that's why I'm remembering you. I'm telling you, if you sit down with that, when you sit in a masjid too, I tell you, if you want me to drive the car to make zikr of Allah, oh Allah, I remember you, remember me too. You said that, not I'm saying that, but Quruni has spoken. You remember me, I remember you, Allah has said that. So a person driving the car, making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, it's Allah Ta'ala remembering him. Now you must know, one is remembering Allah Ta'ala remembers a person all the time. Allah Ta'ala remembers. But one is a person Allah Ta'ala remembers special remembrance. Now that is something else. That is something else that Allah Ta'ala remembers you. One is every time you remember Allah Ta'ala. But one is remembering Allah Ta'ala remembers you all the time. That's something else. On a Janishu Manzakabani, I sleep with a person with zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that poor taqwa or poor matra ke ek hi hath hasil ho ke paida hone ke baad tumhare andar khas when you continue making taqwa to Allah Ta'ala, fear you Allah Ta'ala, have the fear, I'm not going to commit that guna, no matter what happens, I'm not going to keep my nafs happy. Do not keep your nafs happy to commit a guna. Do not any time think that my nafs tell me, Naman, let me put my eyes one time and then I'll get out. Remember that one time you looked at it, me 10 times after that. Do not even think that if you commit zina one time and leave it after that. That one time you commit zina, you always commit. Remember once. Let me look at my eyes and let me get angry for one time and I won't get angry after that. It never happens. The moment you say, I will not do it again, a call Hazrat Wala Hazrat Muhammad Sula Sahib. Hazrat says that many who said to ziba kar diya, I have slotted that anger, then I don't go near it. Then there's no such thing as anger anymore. There must be no such thing as anger anymore. You do not know once you try and do it, inshallah, the your zindagi, dunya may be jannat bandat. You want your zindagi in dunya be jannat, do what I'm saying, that's what Hazrat Wala said. Today there's no one who's happy in the homes. First of all, we all are tied up with these apps. We don't know how to take it out. Our children have gone to that extent and no more the schools are not even happy with that position. Because of this acts. The good children are getting lost too. The good men are getting lost too. Everyone getting lost. Every moment you see they look at the acts. Whether whatever you becoming, you still look at the acts. The man got time to look at his acts, he got no time to talk to his wife. The wife got no time to talk to her husband because of the apps. Everything. How can taqwa come to house? How can taqwa come to house? How to remind them of it? That's why the good condition of our children are not right to. They are not right to. But do not blame the children to learn us. Hadith says कि तुम्हारे अंदर खास कुवत आ जाएगी फिर जहाँ चाहे फिरो फिर जहाँ चाहे फिरो. If you got the strength in being taqwa in your nation, telling you, throw this thing away. Use it when it's really necessary. Use it when it's really necessary. Otherwise, you've got your work to do. Do your work with that thing. Otherwise, leave it. Become strong. What is the meaning of it? You come to the masjid, you've got a cell phone on. What is the reason you go outside? The first thing you open the cell phone. Now these people come to the masjid, they're talking so loud, your cell phone, namaz thing. Namaz is after the cell phone comes first. That's what the first. Taqwa paida hone ke baad, as he says, taqwa paida hone ke baad, they have that taqwa in you. And taqwa can only come in you when they zikr Allah. Remember, never mind if you don't feel happy to make, but make it. Remember one thing, one is a person getting happy to make zikr, that zikr may be this for sure. And one is does not want to do it at all, I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it. A person don't read Quran. One is a person who read Quran. He's enjoying it. Maybe he's doing for enough. One is the one to read Quran. I'm still reading Quran. I want to read Quran. I will read Quran. By why? Because I'm talking Allah. That kind of condition you come in the beginning, you have that feeling of that kind, but gradually when you continue doing it, then time will come that you will love to read Quran. Allah will love you, you love Allah. So likewise, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala to you, don't want to do it, please remember, do it. Please remember, do it. You drive in the car with the zikr of Allah. Have Allah Ta'ala in front of you. That is called istihza. The presence of Allah Ta'ala must everywhere must be with you all the time. There was not a time that you are absent Allah Ta'ala. You eating food, you must have Allah Ta'ala in front of you. You talking, you go to the toilet, you must have Allah Ta'ala in front of you. Every moment, you must have Allah Ta'ala. Then that kind of namaz and a person being in namaz. But person what Allah Ta'ala every time, all the time, what can namaz read? That namaz is what is wanted, you know. That namaz is. Then when he goes to sajda, he begins to melt. Begin to melt. He goes to ruku, he begins to melt. His namaz is somebody else. So we all have to work toward this things. That we must not have bad character in us. No. Tolerance you must have in every way. Tolerance. Now this is one thing which is very important. It comes to food also, when you go home, the food is not ready, khuda khair kar. No. You did not like the food, khuda khair. At that time you did forget the majlis too. At that time, forget the majlis. So how important it is. Hadith naya ke sahabe taqwa, jungle bayan hone jahan pe rahe, usko koi dar nahi hai. A person who got truth, taqwa in his life, he can walk anywhere. You know, as a Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, there was a warrant out to kill him. And he was walking in the jungle. While he's walking in the jungle, one person asked him, I think it was a Hindu, don't you know that your life is in danger? Say what? All out for you? Say, oh, yeah, Master. Say, he's with me. So that Hindu is telling, what after the wrong? After, you can carry him. You can walk anywhere. That's what Mahajan said to say us. When you got Allah Ta'ala with you, you can walk everywhere. That's not being in front of a lion and all. No. Just to tell you that you got Allah Ta'ala with you, how much of comfort you get, the peace of mind you get, that is what is wanted. Mahajan said, you go to Haan, حق تعالیٰ کی صفات کا تفصیلی علم حاصل کیا تو حق تعالیٰ کا بھی معرفت حاصل ہے. ان ادر ورڈز یو گٹ تقوی اینڈ یو گٹ معرفت کبھی وہ معرفت خدا کی پہچان خدا کی ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ دا موسٹ امپورٹنٹ تھنگ ان دا پرسن مز ہیو از اللہ سے پہچان اللہ تعالیٰ وانٹ می ٹو ڈو دس فار مائی چائلڈ. It must be like this, that anything you do, your only one purpose must be, I must keep Allah happy. If I go near my wife, I must keep Allah happy. I'm eating the food, so I must keep Allah happy. I walk anywhere, I must keep Allah happy. That condition must come into you. I'm doing business, so Allah must be happy with me. I'm teaching madrasa, Allah must be happy with me. That is called to see the pleasure of Allah at 24 hours. You look at your wife, you must keep Allah happy. You look at children, Allah must be happy too. That person will get angry. He'll have a lot of tolerance in him. He'll remember this thing. He'll begin to bring his life better too. You begin being his life minister. I mentioned this once more that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, the person told him about one question. First of all, he was known for his patience. So the person tested him to us, just about to go up, you must know, for 40 years, one wuzu, Isha and Fijr, one wuzu. Now that person needs something to rest at least. So happened that person came and knocked at the door, he come down, salam alaikum. I was going to ask you a question, I forgot. What he told him? Koi baat nahi, yaad kar. Now why am I telling you this? That you are told sometimes that a phone call coming. Phone call. And you having a shayesta, not like him. We had the whole night to sleep properly, and then must have an afternoon sleep too. Especially on a Saturday, you know, cover up for the whole week. And so happened the phone call, whole rang. And you pick the phone up, hello, sorry, wrong number. Khalas. Khuda khair kare. All this finished now. That person, what you begin to say, you get your things on a poor wife. Now what wrong did she do? What wrong did she do? What wrong did the child do? The children did. But he's going to take it off that person. But this person said, don't worry. Remember, come and tell me again. He goes out, Hazrat goes little bit up to walk. Again knocks at the door. Again to Hazrat, I forgot. Twice he did that. So where is that condition that will come into us if someone has to do that to us? What will be our position? What will we do that time? How will we react? Oh, mashallah, he's in namaz. Mashallah, he's the front line. Mashallah, he's in Quran. Mashallah, you see the million thicker one side too. Mashallah, someone is very good. But outside, he got this condition. He hasn't got that condition. Log masjid mein kahenge mashallah hai, bahar kya kahoge? That is where the kamal is. That someone tells you, someone who's weaker than you takes off with you and you don't say one word. Like, you know, Bayadu Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, when he threw that ash on him, what did he say? Arre chalte roh, ya accha hua ke raak hai. Tum to jingale, you are fit for fire. You are fit for? So why don't we use all these things in front of us when you face these conditions, when people tell you, this way you carry on for walking, man. Carry on walking, it's nice, you don't even know, Swami, I'm supposed to be booted. Like one person, Hazrat told one person, Hazrat said, achha, aap gussa aaya, kabhi Allah ka gussa yaad kiya aap. When gussa come into it, you think, ya Allah, this person made one mistake and I'm getting very angry with him. I made so many mistakes, not get angry with him. If you get angry with him, what in that position? So this is asal thing, this is. That in our lives we must bring that condition to us. That no matter what happens, we must have tolerance in us. In every way, tolerance every way. Anyone can tell you anything, but in return you are very kind. You are very good and you smile. That's how Islam is spread. Islam is spread not with a sword. Islam is spread with good character. If you look into it, to every in this era too, many people you find they accept Islam, not because of the masjid. Is because of good character. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. Hame amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye, aur aapki qurbiyat naseeb farmaye, aur nabi ke us sachi mohabbat mein naseeb farmaye. Hum gunah kare ke Allah Ta'ala, let now from now on Allah Ta'ala gunahon se hamari hifazat farmaye. Agar mein mohabbat ittefaq naseeb farmaye. Ye buri fitna par fitna hai Allah Ta'ala ki buri farmaye. Aur saath saath Allah Ta'ala ye jo waba ho rahi hai Allah Ta'ala usme دوری اختیار کریں جو بیمار ہے اللہ تم کافی شفا شفا عطا نصیب فرمائے ہمیں اور جو بیمار ہے اللہ تم کافی صحت عطا اللہم صل و سلم ربنا آتنا نورنا انک علی کل شیء قدیر اللہم احسن عاقبتنا بالامور کلها واجرنا من خزی الدنیا والآخرة اللہم احسن عاقبتنا بالامور واجرنا من خزی الدنیا والآخرة ربنا آتنا نورنا وقلنا انك على كل شيء فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمه الله وبركاته.